It's Texas Standard Time.
Ex post Harvey, many questions have been raised about why so many homes and businesses flooded in the first place. Now a peer-reviewed study in the journal Environmental Research Letters suggests one possible answer. Because the federal flood maps people have been relying on are wrong. Mark Collette is an investigative reporter with the Houston Chronicle. Mark, thanks for joining us on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this latest study and what exactly it measures.
So one of the things you have to understand about the maps that FEMA uses to set insurance rates is that they represent really just a point in time. They're based on what they know about streams and rivers and lakes and rainfall and development when the map is published. Mm-hmm. And really, they actually look backwards because a lot of times they use old rainfall data. So what these folks did at the University of Bristol in conjunction with the EPA and a couple other organizations is they tried to use better data to capture the floodplains across the entire country.
Okay.
The other important thing about FEMA maps is they don't cover everything. In Harris County, for example, there are about 2,300 miles of channels, and the FEMA maps only cover about half of those.
All right.
So there are a whole lot of creeks and streams that are not mapped into the FEMA maps.
What I hear you saying is that the data used to put together these FEMA maps, according to this study, they are woefully inadequate. Are there better maps available? Or is it that we've sort of gotten lazy and we're relying on FEMA maps when perhaps we should be doing, you know, our own intelligence work, or maybe we should be using other maps?
Yeah, there really are not any other widely available flood maps, and I think that's part of what this study is trying to address. The real problem here is that, like, with other things that involve huge government agencies, the process for creating and updating these maps is really bureaucratic. It's limited by budgets, and there are provisions in the law that allow people to challenge the process. So if a community gets a set of proposed flood maps from FEMA and they don't like it because their insurance rates are going to go up, they have an opportunity to appeal that map. And to give you an example of that, it's happening in Galveston County right now. Maps were proposed in 2013, and the appeal process is still going on 5 years later. So, you know, by the time those maps come out, they'll already be, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old.
But if in the course of that appeal process, what you're doing is you're making accommodations to people who might be adversely affected economically by a decision on a map, then you could be affecting scores, hundreds, thousands of people, perhaps on down the line, because they're using data that was determined because of a protest to what science was suggesting.
Theoretically, the protests are the appeals are only successful if they can prove that they're technically correct. But you're right. If an appeal is successful, it affects everybody in the community, not just the people who are protesting.
So what does this study ultimately conclude about the maps? That we should rely on them, that FEMA needs to step up its game, that we need to protest as communities when we see that we're adversely affected and the maps don't work anymore? What's the bottom line?
I think ultimately they have concluded that the map process isn't good. And one of the things that's happening right now is you have a lot of people calling for reforms in the National Flood Insurance Program. There's a bill that the House passed earlier this year that tries to shore up the mapping effort, but it really doesn't do a whole lot in that regard. And I think one of the things this study is pointing to is how out of date the mapping process is, and saying that when people are talking about reforming the program, these are some of the things that they ought to be keeping in mind.
Mark Collette has the story. We're going to have a link to it at texasstandard.org. Mark is an investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Thanks again for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you, David.